Hello, folks. This is Off Grid Gary with Off the Grid Non-Solar. Today is Sunday, Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. Today we're going to be talking about, normally, off the grid. What's it mean to be off the grid? Well, for me, it means off the grid. Just exactly what it sounds like. It means that I, as a man, wanted to homestead my property, wanted to build it myself, I wanted to build my own power system, I wanted to build my own water system. We did make and build a composting toilet. My power system is big enough to run virtually anything. We run air conditioning. Granted, we don't run air conditioning maybe like you do, where we leave it run 24/7. We do have to cycle it because at nighttime I don't get any sun, so we're on a big battery bank at night and I don't want to drain that battery at night. But I can get my house cool enough during the day that it'll stay fairly cool at night, and with fans we stay plenty cool. The water system that I built, I hit a springhead artesian well at like 10 foot deep, and I use 12 volt pumps. These pumps can be purchased very inexpensively on eBay, between $18 and $25 depending on the brand, and I have three regular pressure tanks like what goes into a well, and it pushes that water almost 300 feet to my house. And we run the wash machine, the shower, we run everything we want to put water to. So in all, life for us isn't that much different from everybody else that lives in the country, except for the fact that we built our own power and water system. We live out in the country, we do grow our own garden, and as of today, for dinner, I am cooking up some sliced chicken breasts that are going to be, they're actually marinating in ranch dressing, and then I've got some garlic herb breadcrumbs, and we'll roll them in and fry them. But I've got banana peppers out of the garden, a pile of banana peppers out of the garden, and I'm going to be cutting them up, and I'm going to be frying them like onion rings. So, you know, we get a lot of stuff out of the garden. You know, if we have an animal get into the garden we don't like, let's say like a raccoon, we'll shoot it or hit it and kill it, and we'll butcher it and put it in the freezer, and it'll go in a crock pot with some potatoes and carrots. There's just lots of things you can do when you're off the grid. You know, right now we're under a pandemic with this COVID-19 crap, and we're coming into election year, and you know, the world as we know it is different, and where we live we really don't notice any difference because we don't see rioters, we don't see all the bad that's coming around us at all, unless we turn our TV on. We live in the country. We live far out in the country. In fact, right now, they're working on our road down the road, so our road isn't even heavily traveled anymore. So for us, you know, I'm gonna be honest, myself, I'm not too worried about the COVID-19 crap. I don't wear a mask. I will not submit and wear a mask. I think it's other things are coming in behind this. So with that being said, I am better off on my homestead, because when I'm on my homestead, life as I know it stays exactly the same. My kids go outside and play like every other day. We go fishing like we normally would. We do everything we do is pretty much normal. So with that being said, we enjoy having our campfires. We enjoy cooking over our campfires. I do have a wood stove in the wintertime we cook on. We do have a regular gas stove. But, you know, we enjoy life. My wife does a lot of cooking. My daughter does a lot of cooking. And on the Off the Grid and On Solar Facebook page, it's a like page, you can see where they had a bread competition cook-off. You know, we try to do everything fun, loving, where we enjoy our life. We don't have to get caught up in the politics of life. Even though on Facebook, I do get involved with politics on Facebook, but I don't have to bring it to my home front. like I say, my kids, my wife and me, we enjoy life just how we live it. We don't worry about bad things per se happening to us. You know, we grow our garden, we hunt some foods, and you know, occasionally we do go into town and buy other groceries like everybody else, but we don't have to go to a big town to do it. We have small towns we can shop at, spend our money at, that's local. And that's one thing I always advise people is to shop local if you can. Where we're at, it's 12 miles to the nearest small town. Hey, that's great for us. We can get food in the store that we get 100 miles away, you know? So this really works good. And if we got stuff that we can't get, I've got eBay. I'm not afraid to say shop eBay, but you can't get it somewhere local. A lot of times you get on eBay. So with that being said on there, it makes it nice to be able to go out, shop, do your normal thing. I work for my house. I work for other people, and you know, I don't have to drive 50, 60 miles to a big house to enjoy life. You know, I am recuperating from a really bad concussion. I took a very bad blow to the back of my head in my shop. I'm still recuperating from that. I actually, about 2 months ago, was bush hogging, had a limb hit me in the forehead, and about took me out. And then later that evening, we prepared supper over a fire with green beans and bacon in the center of the picnic table. This was the small picnic table that was on this property, working on it. And we didn't pay no attention to it. So when I sat on that, the whole thing flipped over and busted everything all over again. So I have been healing and recuperating from a serious concussion. And you know, if it would have been everyday hustle and bustle life, we wouldn't have any money to pay bills. We wouldn't, you know, rent or house payment or whatever. We don't have many bills. We kept all those paid. We didn't have any problems keeping them paid. And our car insurance is paid, you know, that kind of thing. Our cell phone is paid. So we didn't lose it because we don't have a lot of bills. That's an advantage when you don't have a lot of bills. For the most part, we are debt free. Our biggest bills is car insurance and cell phone. You know, we don't have to have cell phones. And if we was much more, if we was in a very bad pitch, we could actually get by on it. We could grow a lot of food, we harvest, we fish, we do whatever. You know, it really worked good for us. And we enjoy the life we get out of it. And anytime you can enjoy your life, you're much better off, because this working every day from sun up to sundown, driving 100 miles round trip, going back and forth to work, you know, what's the grid? You know, when you're off the grid, yes, I do work from the house, so yes, I'm opening up pretty much the most part of the day, part of every day like everybody else. But you know, these days I might have the first person to go in. Does it harm me?
No.
Do I want more, you know, come in on slow days? Well, of course we do. But it doesn't have to. And that is the key point of all this, off the grid thing. You get to enjoy what you do. You get to harvest, you get to my land, I don't have a big strong land. That's the way for this lot of work. You know, by the time you bush hog, you're in the field, you're working out. Maintain your house, you maintain your shop. How do you maintain everything? It's a full-time job, but it's an enjoyable job, because whether I'm working or not, I still have to maintain my place. And you know, and if you grow a good enough garden, you can trade
vegetables, particular vegetables that you want to grow, or you can sell it from the farm that you have. There's different things you can do to earn extra money. I do a little automotive work, I do a little bush hogging, I build off-grid power systems, I build solar generators. You know, I'm a pretty much well-rounded person where I can do just about anything. We weld, we have this all for our job. If you weld on solar, everything we have goes on solar. Welder, car lift, to the house, it all runs on solar. But that's the part of life that's enjoyable, is when you can prepare your family with enough food, utilities, housing, whatever the matter. Let's say a hurricane comes through. You know, a hurricane comes through, it's going to have any proper damage, per se. We're the only ones in the whole area that I promise. Just be prepared for it. It, you know, bad storms come through, winds, whatever, knocks, blows transformers out, whatever. Everybody would be without power. My power stays on. So there's benefits of taking care of your place. I'm not telling everybody to need a big off-grid house, because it's not for everybody. Not everybody can live off-grid. We work from home, so that's why we can do it. You know, if you have a big family, and you work every day in town, let's say, and you're having a 100-mile commute every day, chances are you might not be able to live off-grid. Now, if you're a single person, if you're saving a little money back, and you work in town, you might not be able to live off-grid. But again, you might. It all depends on the size that you're trying to do. You know, if you have a small place, you know, you can build a fairly inexpensive solar system. I say inexpensive, you know, if you're saving your money and you're working and you have $1,000, $1,500 put back, you can build a decent solar system for when the power goes out, so you can build that. Anything you can do to prepare yourself is a plus. Not everybody can afford lithium-ion batteries. I can't. At $1,000 plus battery, I'm not going to do it. I got lead acid batteries. I can spend $1,000 and put all new batteries on my house. You know, you can make stuff very expensive that lasts a long time, and you can have good quality parts that last a long time. But the batteries are going to go off. And I'd rather change my batteries a little more often than put myself in debt for the expensive. When you're talking powering your home, you know, there's a lot of inverters on the market, and there's a lot of good inverters on the market. There's a lot of cheaper inverters on the market. Some of them are decent, some of them are bad, some of them look really good. Myself, I've used a lot of cheaper inverters, and then when I built my homestead, I spent a little more money, and I did spend quite a bit of money, but I did buy a magnet. The advantages to a Magnum inverter is you have a really good inverter charger that's made into that inverter. The power coming off that inverter is cleaner power than what comes off your utility. So like ceiling fans are much quieter. Your refrigerators are hard to hear. My inverter is rated for 4,400 watts. I've got an 8,000 watt backup generator. So let's say I have a rainy day for a couple days. I can start that generator up and let it run for an hour or two, depending on how my battery load is, and it'll charge my batteries up within an hour or two. And then I can shut it off. So with that, it saves you gas. It's basically powerful. Let's say powerful that will be. How much money do you spend to power on a gas? A lot of money in gas. Gas, even right now, at $1.80, $2 a gallon. 5 gallons of gas is only going to last you maybe 5 to 6 hours. Okay, with an inverter charger like what I got on my inverter, I can start that generator up. I can let it run for as little as 1 hour. So basically, if on the bad weather and run my generator for an hour a day, my solar takes care of the house. So I'm down to say $10 a week for that rainy day store for the whole week, to where you'd be at probably $15 to $20 a day if you did not have solar. But power, that's expensive to gas. And we're only talking here in the daytime time. We're not talking at 24 hours. So it's always good when you prepare for a storm. If you have a generator, you want to have, naturally have extra gas. But you also want to have good cords. You want to make sure you don't get gassed inside your home from the generator outside. Watch which way the winds blow, yada yada. But you can also, with a cheaper solar system, just put your generator just way, way down. So you can screw to the same way. My system, like I said, what's nice about that thing, the inverter, my system is rated at 4,400 watts. It peaks at like 8,600 watts per hour. And I'll tell you what, my 8,000 watt generator, on my welder, it'll barely handle it. My solar inverter will run my welder like it's not. That inverter puts out way more power than it's rated. We've been running this inverter now for over 3 years. Just never had any maintenance done to it as far as having any issue. It's never went down. It's always reliable. It's always rock solid, and it always stays on. We're talking something that's been used 24 hours a day for 3.5 years on an electronic piece of equipment. That's really good. My charge controller is not a high dollar charge controller, but it's quality. I live in the South, so I don't have to plug it in. This charge controller for the money has been well worth it. I've been off grid for 7 years. I've had that that charge controller for 7 years. I had some tech issues with it at one point, and got a hold of TriStar. They were very helpful to me. They walked me through my process, and all it was I had to do a reset. And that charge controller I've had for 7 years, and it's been rocking and rolling. I have put way too much power on it. I have shorted it out. I've done all kinds of stupid stuff to it, and it still keeps working just like it's supposed to. My system here currently makes roughly 33,000 kilowatts a day. I cannot store more than that. But during the daytime, I run it if I want. And that might be concerned. Now, if you only have 8 battery backup system, like 6.5. I do have an electric golf cart. It too has a solar panel on the roof. I never have to plug it in and charge it. But like when we have a bad batch of weather come through, I can actually hook that golf cart up to my house, and guess what? I could double my battery. Yeah, a golf cart pretty much has the same battery as whatever else you might have in the application. So if you want to get real technical, you can take a 48-volt golf cart, put a nice solar panel on the top with a good boost controller, and you can put a 3,000-4,000 watt inverter on that golf cart, and you can run your house with it. No joke, it does work. I do have videos on my golf cart, on my Facebook page, which is Gary Ball, or Off the Grid on Solar Light page. You can see the videos I have on my golf cart. My golf cart, I have a controller that is built to have solar on it. But I got to do some painting on my back and stuff like that. And eventually, it will have a 3,000 watt inverter. Why? Everything I have has solar. Even my 97 Dodge truck gas burner has 480 watts of solar on it. And it has a 1500 watt per sine wave inverter. So when I go camping, that's or I can sleep in the back of my truck with a top on it, and I can run fans, lights. I can actually run a refrigerator and TV off if I really want to. I mean, it works. Everything I own runs on solar. And if I have something that doesn't run on solar, I figure out what it runs on. Me, myself, I've driven my golf cart 6-7 miles in the sun, and by the time I get it home, it's still on full charge. And I don't have new batteries. It came with older batteries. So when you're talking off-grid, and you know how solar works, you pretty much can run whatever you want to run. You just gotta know how to run. Not everybody can do it. But I tell everybody, always keep your food good. You know, the worst thing you can do is get a power outage and let your food run. You know, get something that'll run your refrigeration, whether it's a generator or solar, either one. Have something that's set that you can set up that'll be safe. In some instances, you want stuff that's quiet. If you live in a neighborhood, a residential neighborhood, a lot of people don't want their generator. What under your generator is just that you got power that don't, they might turn up to 7-9-4. This day and age, nothing surprises me. I am the type of person, I try to be courteous of my neighbors. I try to be courteous of everybody. I keep my eyes open and I watch. But here's the thing. As long as my family is safe, I can help whoever comes along and get out of my family can actually come to their family. As long as they're happy and healthy and going, that will help other people that are in my need. We're not greedy. But we're getting into some pretty rough times, and I just could not see for myself. I could not live in that. For one, I'm not going to take all this investment. Some of you will agree with me on this, and some of you won't. Myself, I don't care if you agree with me or not on this. It's my personal choice. When people come in and say, you're going to lose your personal freedoms, because they want you to, over time you get tired of hearing that. You'll eventually change to a paper chain. I took my stand on it. I live off the grid. I can easily live in the woods. My family loves it. I love it. Even though I'm quite happy to do everything. The times we live in are scary, but as long as we're here on our homestead, we're safe. And that's all that counts. I want to thank everybody who's tuning in and listening to these podcasts. I know I've got a long way to go. It sounds long drive, music choice, whatever. I'm not a big electronics fan when this kind of thing. But I did want to do a podcast, and I did want to do a podcast about solar off-the-grid living, whether it's solar, wind turbine, whatever. But when you're on a homestead, it's more than just living on solar. It's gardening, it's hunting, it's fishing, it's taking care of your property, not spraying chemicals on your property. You want to be happy with what God's doing, and you want to make it work. This homestead, for me and my family, we enjoy it immensely. We have dogs. And we use them for also hunting. I have a very dominant male pit bull, and I have a female very dominant bird, competitive bird slash Labrador mix, purebred. And then we bred those two, and we have pit bird labs. What's nice about these dogs is they're very territorial. They're very protective over my children. But like during hunting season, if we shoot a hog and it runs off and can't find it, guess what? They be fine. All I need to tell you is that they're down there before I put them. So with that being said, they're worth their weight in gold. And if we have a problem with vandalism or anything like this, the dogs, for the most part, they're going to stop anybody from coming on top. Unless one of them gets shot, they'll die. Okay. if you have a homestead, I would say dogs or whatever. If you have chickens, I want to tell you right now, you got to have a good pen, because my dogs love chicken as much as other predators do. Anytime you have a hunting dog, you're not going to break them to like chickens. They like chickens, but hopefully they like them. So, we haven't got chickens yet, but we are considering building a really nice chicken coop. Because it's going to cost a little bit more to build, because we're going to have to build it for its dogs, so we can chickens. Because when you have chickens, you have eggs and you have meat. A simple homestead with a garden, chickens, and you have a place to fish. For the most part, you can eat. You can eat pretty good. You can eat a lot healthier than you don't buy a lot of stuff. Not to mention myself, I don't care if I'm going to fast food, but really, you don't know what you're eating. I like to know what I'm eating. Well, folks, this has been a longer podcast for me. It's been going up, knocking on 30 minutes door, so we're going to go ahead and get ready to shut this down for the time being, and we will try to get back to you as soon as we can. And for those who want to contact us, they can contact me on Facebook under Gary Mull, GARYMULL, or on Off the Grid and on Solar Like page. There is a group, but the group is mine, but it's not one we're really on all the time. We made a like page for this, where the whole family's kind of on it. Anybody who wants to check in and watch, you're welcome to. I do have a YouTube channel, I'm Off the Grid Gary. I've got a few videos on there as well. We'd love to hear from you. And if there's anything we can do for you, give us a holler. People, stay safe and stay vigilant in these days and times. We'll holler at you later. Have a great day and goodbye. Hello, folks. This is Off Grid Gary with Off the Grid Non-Solar. Today is Sunday, Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. Today we're going to be talking about, normally, off the grid. What's it mean to be off the grid? Well, for me, it means off the grid. Just exactly what it sounds like. It means that I, as a man, wanted to homestead my property, wanted to build it myself, I wanted to build my own power system, I wanted to build my own water system. We did make and build a composting toilet. My power system is big enough to run virtually anything. We run air conditioning. Granted, we don't run air conditioning maybe like you do, where we leave it run 24/7. We do have to cycle it, because at nighttime I don't get any sun, so we're on a big battery bank at night, and I don't want to drain that battery at night. But I can get my house cool enough during the day that it'll stay fairly cool at night, and with fans, we stay plenty cool. The water system that I built, I hit a springhead artesian well at like 10 foot deep, and I use 12 volt pumps. These pumps can be purchased very inexpensively on eBay, between $18 and $25 depending on the brand, and I have three regular pressure tanks, like what goes into a well, and it pushes that water almost 300 feet to my house. And we run the wash machine, the shower, we run everything we want to put water to. So in all, life for us isn't that much different from everybody else that lives in the country, except for the fact that we built our own power and water system. We live out in the country, we do grow our own garden, and as of today, for dinner, I am cooking up some sliced chicken breasts that are going to be, they're actually marinating in ranch dressing, and then I've got some garlic herb breadcrumbs, and we'll roll them in and fry them. But I've got banana peppers out of the garden, a pile of banana peppers out of the garden, and I'm going to be cutting them up, and I'm going to be frying them like onion rings. So, you know, we do. We get a lot of stuff out of the garden.
You know, if we have an animal get into the garden we don't like, let's say like a raccoon, we'll shoot it or hit it and kill it, and we'll butcher it and put it in the freezer, and it'll go in a crock pot with some potatoes and carrots. There's just lots of things you can do when you're off the grid. You know, we're not, we don't, like right now we're under a pandemic with this COVID-19 crap. And we're coming into election year. And, you know, the world as we know it is different. And where we live, we really don't notice any difference. Because we don't see rioters. We don't see, we don't see all the bad that's coming around us at all unless we turn our TV on. We live in the country. We live far out in the country. In fact, right now, they're working on our road down the road, so our road isn't even heavily traveled anymore. So for us, you know, I'm gonna be honest, myself, I'm not too worried about the COVID-19 crap. I don't wear a mask. I will not submit and wear a mask. I think it's other things are coming in behind this. So with that being said, I am better off on my homestead, because when I'm on my homestead, life as I know it stays exactly the same. My kids go outside and play like every other day. We go fishing like we normally would. We do, everything we do is pretty much normal. So with that being said, we enjoy having our campfires. We enjoy cooking over our campfires. I do have a wood stove in the wintertime we cook on. We do have a regular gas stove. But you know, we enjoy life. My wife does a lot of cooking. My daughter does a lot of cooking. And on the Off the Grid and On Solar Facebook page, it's a like page, you can see where they had a bread competition cook-off. You know, we try to do everything fun, loving, where we enjoy our life. We don't have to get caught up in the politics of life. Even though on Facebook, I do get involved with politics on Facebook, but I don't have to bring it to my home front. Like I say, my kids, my wife, and me, we enjoy life just how we live it. We don't worry about bad things per se happening to us. You know, we grow our garden, we hunt some foods, and you know, occasionally we do go into town and buy other groceries like everybody else, but we don't have to go to a big town to do it. We have small towns we can shop at, spend our money at, that's local. And that's one thing I always advise people, is to shop locally if you can. Where we're at, it's 12 miles to the nearest small town. Hey, that's great for us. We can get food in the store that we get 100 miles away, you know. So this really works good. And if we got stuff that we can't get, I've got eBay. I'm not afraid to say shop eBay either. If you can't get it somewhere local, a lot of times you get on eBay. So with that being said on there, it makes it nice to be able to go out, shop, do your normal thing. I work for my house. I work for other people, and you know, I don't have to drive 50, 60 miles to a big house to enjoy life. You know, I am recuperating from a really bad concussion. I took a very bad blow to the back of my head in my shop. June, so I'm still recuperating from that. I actually, about 2 months ago, was bush hogging, had a limb hit me in the forehead, and about took me out. And then later that evening, we prepared supper over a fire. We had green beans and bacon in the center of the picnic table. This was this old picnic table that was on this property, working on it. And we didn't pay no attention to it. So when I sat on that, the whole thing flipped over and busted everything all over again. So I have been healing and recuperating from a serious concussion. And, you know, if it would have been everyday hustle and bustle life, we wouldn't have any money to pay bills. We wouldn't, you know, rent or house payment or whatever. We would not have to walk everything. And I couldn't work for 3 months. And now, I'm slowly getting back up to work. Is the way we live,
we don't have many bills. We kept all those paid. We didn't have any problems keeping them paid. And our car insurance is paid, you know, that kind of thing. Our cell phone is paid. So we didn't lose it because we don't have a lot of bills. That's the thing is we don't have a lot of bills. For the most part, we are debt free. Our biggest bill is car insurance and cell phones. You know, we don't have to have cell phones. And if we was much more, how would the word I'd use, if we was in a very bad pitch, we could actually get high on it. Because we can grow a lot of food, we harvest, you know, we fish, we do whatever. You know, it really worked good for us. And we enjoy the life we get out of it. And anytime you can enjoy your life, you're much better off, because this working every day from sun up to sundown, driving 100 miles round trip, going back and forth to work, nobody wants to live there. You know, when you're off the grid, yes, I do work from the house, so yes, I'm opened up pretty much the most part of the day, part of the day, like everybody else. If you don't do things, I might have the first person go in.
Does it harm me?
No.
Do I want more, you know, come in on slow days? Well, of course we do. But it doesn't have to.
And that is the key point of all this, off the grid thing. You get to enjoy what you do. You get to harvest, you get to my land, I don't have a big spot there. That's the way for this lot of work. You know, by the time you push all the dirt and you kill, you know, you're working out, you're going to help that. Maintain your well, you maintain your house, you maintain your shop. How do you maintain everything? It's a full-time job, but it's an enjoyable job, because whether I'm working or not, I still have to maintain my place. And you know, and if you grow a good enough garden, you can trade vegetables for different vegetables that you're gonna grow, or you can sell it from the market. There's different things you can do to earn extra money. I do a little automotive work, I do a little bush hogging, I build off-grid power systems, I build solar generators. You know, I'm a pretty much well-rounded person where I can do just about anything. You know, we well, you know, it's all for our job. If you was on solar, everything we have was on solar. Welder, car lift, to the house, it all runs on solar. But that's the part of life that's enjoyable, is when you can prepare your family with enough food, utilities, housing, whatever the matter. Let's say a hurricane comes through. Well, a hurricane comes through, it's going to have any proper damage, per se. We're the only ones in the whole area, that's fine. Just be prepared for it. If, you know, bad storms come through, winds, whatever, knocks, blows transformers out, whatever. Everybody would be without power. My power stays on. So there's benefits of taking care of your place. I'm not telling everybody to need a big off their power, because it's not for everybody. Not everybody can live off their power. We work for both, and that's why we can do it. You know, if you have a big family, and you work every day in town, let's say, and you're having a 100-mile commute every day, chances are you might not be able to live off grid. Now, if you're a single person, if you're saving a little money back, and you work in town, you might not be able to live off grid. But again, you might. It all depends on the size that you're trying to do. You know, if you have a small place, you know, you can build a fairly inexpensive solar system. I say inexpensive, you know, if you're saving your money and you're working and you have $1,000, $1,500 put back, you can build a decent solar system. And when the power goes out, so you can build power. Anything you can do to prepare yourself is a plus. Not everybody can afford lithium ion batteries. I can't. At $1,000 plus battery, I'm not going to do it. I got lead acid batteries. I can spend $1,000 and put all new batteries on my house. You know, you can make stuff very expensive that lasts a long time, and you can have good quality parts that last a long time. But the batteries are going to go off. And I'd rather change my batteries a little more often than put myself in debt with expensive batteries.
When you're talking powering your home, you know, there's a lot of inverters on the market, and there's a lot of good inverters on the market.
There's a lot of cheaper inverters on the market. Some of them are decent, some of them are bad, some of them look really good. Myself, I've used a lot of cheaper inverters, and then when I built my homestead, I spent a little more money, and I did spend a little bit of money, but I did buy a Magnum inverter.
The advantages to a Magnum inverter is you have a really good inverter charger that's made into that inverter. The power coming off that inverter is cleaner power than what comes off your utility.
So like ceiling fans are much quieter. Your refrigerators are hard to hear. My inverter is rated for 4,400 watts, which is 48 volts. I've got an 8,000 watt backup generator.
So let's have a rainy day for a couple days. I can start that generator up and let it run for an hour or two, depending on how my battery load is, and it'll charge my batteries up within an hour or two,
and then I can shut off. So with that, it saves you gas. It's basically powerful. Let's say powerful that will be. How much money do you spend power on a jet? A lot of money in gas. You know, gas, even right now, at $1.80, $2 a gallon,
5 gallons of gas, it's only going to last you maybe 5 to 6 hours. Okay, with an inverter charger like what I got on my inverter, I can start that generator up. I can let it run for as little as 1 hour.
So basically, if I'm in bad weather, I run my generator for an hour a day, my solar takes care of the house. So I'm down to, say, $10 a week for that rainy day storm
for the whole week, to where you'd be at probably $15 to $20 a day if you did not have solar.
Like power down. That's expensive, the gas. And we're only talking here in the daytime time. We're not talking at 24 hours. So it's always good when you prepare for a storm. If you have a generator, you want to naturally have extra gas. But you also want to have good cords. You want to make sure you don't get gassed inside your home from the generator outside. Watch which way the winds blow, yada yada.
But you can also, with a cheaper solar system,
just put your generator just way, way down and you can screw to the same way. My system, like I said, what's nice about that Magnum inverter, my system is rated 4,400 watts. It peaks at like 8,600 watts per hour.
But I'll tell you what, my 8,000 watt generator, on my welder, it'll barely handle it. My solar inverter will run my welder like it's not. That inverter puts out way more power than it's rated for.
We've been running this inverter now for over 3 years. It's never had any maintenance done to it as far as having any issue. It's never went down. It's always reliable, so it's rock solid, and it always stays on.
We're talking something that's been used 24 hours a day for 3.5 years. On an electronic piece of equipment. That's really good. My charge controller,
it's not a high dollar charge controller, but it's quality. I live in the South, so I don't have to run the PC. I run this charge controller for the money. It's been well worth it. I've been off grid for 7 years.
I've had that inverter, that charge controller for 7 years. I had some tech issues with it at one point, and got a hold of TriStar. They were very helpful to me. They walked me through my process, and all it was I had to do a reset.
And that in that charge controller I've had for 7 years, and it's been rock and roll. And I have put way too much power on it. I have shorted it out. I've done all kinds of stupid stuff to it, and it still keeps working just like it's supposed to. My system here currently makes roughly 33,000 kilowatts a day. I cannot store anywhere near that. But during the daytime, I run whatever I want. And then that would be served. Now, if you only have 8 battery backup system, like 6 like that. I do have an electric golf cart. It too has a solar panel on the roof. I never have to plug it in and charge it. But like, when we have a bad batch of weather come through, I can actually hook that golf cart up to my house, and guess what? I just double my battery. Yeah, a golf cart pretty much has the same battery as whoever else is going to talk to that station. So if you want to get real technical, you can take a 48-volt golf cart, put a nice solar panel on the top with a good boost controller, you can put a 3,000-4,000-watt inverter on that golf cart, you can run your house with it. No joke.
It does work.
I do have videos on my golf cart, on my Facebook page, which is Gary Ball, or off the Print on Solar Life page. You can see the videos I have on my golf cart. My golf cart, I have it before we take it, don't have the solar on it. But I got to do some painting on my back and stuff. And eventually, it will have a 3,000-watt inverter.
Why?
Everything I have has solar. Even my 97 Dodge truck, gas burner, has 408 watts of solar in it. And it has a 1500 watt per side wave inverter. So when I go camping, that's going to be a good thing. Or I can sleep on the back of my truck with a copper on it, and I can run fans, lights.
I can actually run a refrigerator and TV off if I really want to. I mean, it works. Everything I own runs on solar.
And if I have something that doesn't run on solar, I figure out what it runs on. Me, myself, I've driven my golf cart 6-7 miles in the sun, and by the time I get it home, it's still on full charge. And I don't have new batteries. It came with older batteries. So when you're talking off-grid, and you know how solar works, you pretty much can run whatever you want to run. You just got to know how to run. Not everybody can do it. But I tell everybody, always keep your food good. You know, the worst thing you can do is get a power outage and let your food run.
Get something that'll run your refrigeration, whether it's a generator or solar, either one. Have something that's set that you can set up that'll be safe.
In some instances, you want stuff that's quiet. If you have a neighborhood, a residential neighborhood, a lot of people don't want to get one under your generator is with the fist. If you got power in that belt, they might turn up the second night corner. This day and age, nothing surprises me.
I am the type of person, I try to be courteous of my neighbors. I try to be courteous of everybody. I keep my eyes open and I watch.
But here's the thing. As long as my family is safe, I can help them come along and get their house. My family can actually come to their house. As long as they're happy and healthy and going, that will help other people that are in my need.
We're not greedy. But we're getting into some pretty rough times,
and I just could not see for myself. I could not do it. For one, I'm not going to take all this investment. Some of you will agree with me on this, and some of you won't. Myself, I don't care if you agree with me or not on this.
It's my personal choice. When people come in and say, you're going to lose your personal freedoms, because they want you to, over time you'll get tired of hearing that. You'll eventually change to a paper stand.
I took my stand off. I live off the grid. I can easily live in the woods. My family loves it. I love it. You know what? I'm happy to do everything. The times we live in are scary, but as long as we're here on our homestead, we're safe. And that's all that counts. I want to thank everybody who's tuning in and listening to these podcasts. I know I've got a long way to go. It sounds long drive, or you can drive, whatever. I'm not a big electronic But I did want to do a podcast, and I did want to do a podcast about solar off-the-grid living, whether it's solar, wind turbine, whatever. But when you're on a homestead, it's more than just living on solar. It's gardening, it's hunting, it's fishing, it's taking care of your property, not spraying chemicals on your property. You want to be happy with what God's doing. You want to make it happen. This homestead, for me and my family, we enjoy it immensely. We have dogs, and we use them for also hunting. I have a very dominant male pit bull, and I have a female very dominant bird, head of the bird slash Labrador mix, purebred, and then we bred those two, and we have pit bird labs. What's nice about these dogs is they're very territorial. They're very protective over my children. But like during hunting season, if we shoot a hog and it runs off and can't find it, guess what? They eat it. All I got to tell you is that I don't bring it before I put it. So with that being said, they're worth their weight in gold. And if we have a problem with vandalism or anything like this, the dogs, for the most part, they're going to stop anybody from coming on top. Unless one of them gets shot, they'll die. So if you have a homestead, I would say dogs are very important thing. Now, if you have chickens, I'm going to tell you right now, got to have a good pen, because my dogs love chicken as much as other predators do. Anytime you have a hunting dog, you're not going to break them to like chickens. They like chickens, but hopefully they like them. So, we haven't got chickens yet, but we are considering building a really nice chicken coop. But it's going to cost a little bit more to build, because we're going to have to build it for those dogs. When you have chickens, you have eggs and you have meat. A simple homestead with a garden, chickens, and you have a place to fish. For the most part, you can eat. You can eat pretty much. You can eat a lot of elk here, but you don't buy a lot of elk. Not to mention myself, I don't care if I'm going to pasture. But really, you don't know what you're eating. I like to know what I'm eating. Well, folks, this has been a longer podcast for me. It's been going up, knocking on 30 minutes door, so we're going to go ahead and get ready to shut this down for the time being, and we will try to get back to you as soon as we can. And for those who want to contact us, they can contact me on Facebook under Gary Maul, GaryMull, or on Off the Grid and on Solar Like page. There is a group, but the group is mine, but it's not one we're really on all the time. We made a like page for this, where the whole family's kind of on it. Anybody who wants to check in and watch, you're welcome to. I do have a YouTube channel, I'm Off the Grid Gary. I've got a few videos on there as well. We'd love to hear from you. And if there's anything we can do for you, give us a holler. People, stay safe and stay vigilant in these days and times. We'll holler at you later. Have a great day, and goodbye.